September 8, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Do it yourself. Determinedly demolish some things, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Deliverance from sin is not deliverance from human nature. There are things in human nature, such as prejudices, which the saint has to destroy by neglect, and other things which have to be destroyed by violence, i.e., by the divine strength imparted by God's Spirit. There are some things over which we are not to fight, but to stand still in and see the salvation of God. But every theory or conception which erects itself as a rampart against the knowledge of God is to be determinedly demolished by drawing on God's power, not by fleshly endeavor or compromise. Verse 4. It is only when God has altered our disposition and we have entered into the experience of sanctification that the fight begins. The warfare is not against sin. We can never fight against sin. Jesus Christ deals with sin in redemption. That's done. The conflict is along the line of turning our natural life into a spiritual life, and this is never done easily, nor does God intend it to be done easily. It is done only by a series of moral choices. God does not make us holy in the sense of character. He makes us holy in the sense of innocence, and we have to turn that innocence into holy character by a series of moral choices. These choices are continually in antagonism to the entrenchments of our natural life, the things which erect themselves as ramparts against the knowledge of God. We can either go back and make ourselves of no account in the kingdom of God, or we can determinedly demolish these things and let Jesus bring another son to glory. It's the end of Oswald's text. It's a little difficult to wrap your head around what he's expressing here because of the British English, I think, of the day. But the issue, again, is not about sin. We spend most of our time as Christians struggling with the sin that remains in our mortal flesh. But Jesus paid for all of our sins, past, present, and future. If his death wasn't sufficient, his death wasn't of any avail at all. So rather than spending our time, wasting our time, actually that time is working against us when we spend our time dwelling on shame and guilt and other issues about the sin, which has already been paid for and cleansed by Jesus Christ himself. Rather than dwell on anything that distracts or takes our attention away from the holy innocence, the innocence of the garden, the communicating with God moment by moment, day by day, without any interruption, is the issue. Anything, even the finest things in your life, the good, godly service things in your life that distract from your actually connecting with him completely, as in the garden, and telling him everything that's going on in your life and communicating with him as you would communicate with your most significant other, is opposed to what God has in mind. So when you engage in any activity of your day, when you engage in any thoughts in your day, when you begin to express yourself with an attitude, consider God in the mix. Consider your conversation with God and as though you were in a garden. And make that event something that you share with God. Anything that you do, no matter how noble, that comes between you and this seamless, holy communication with God is not a good thing, even if on the surface everyone would praise it.